The Hidden Truth. I learned one thing as I got older, and hopefully a lot more. Here we go with an important fact. Never leave the toilet seat up if you sink is near it. I don't know how many times when I was going into the medicine chest over the sink I dropped something and it bounced around off the sink and right into the toilet. I actually saw something bounce around the sink about 3 times before heading for that target. Now for some more serious stuff. Another thing I learned is there are things in our sky and some of them are not ours. I actually learned this many years ago, almost 70 years ago in fact. I've been watching this stuff and studying up on it ever since. While I do a lot of research from time to time, I am not a UAP investigator or the author of any books on the subject, just a very interested party who had talks to a lot of people about it. I don't limit myself to the topic, however, and will write about many other things I find interesting. There is no denying the fact, though, UAPs have become a very hot topic lately. On one hand, the government seems to be releasing more data on them, but on the other, they seem to be putting the brakes on what is released. I even read there is going to be some sort of organization which will be put in place to decide what we can see. This just doesn't seem like full disclosure to me. It seems like every time we gain a foot of disclosure, we are knocked back 8 inches. To be honest, I am amazed how the government was able to keep this secret so many years. When people say the government can't keep a secret, all they have to do is look at the UAP cover-up. Look at the Roswell event and how long ago it was. It happened in 1947 and we still don't have the full story. Most of the witnesses have died, so there is no one to really substantiate anything anymore. Time is the most valuable weapon to the government in these cases. They hold out so long everyone either forgets about them, or is born after the event and knows nothing about it. Even events which might have thousands of witnesses get pushed aside. Take the case of the Phoenix Lights. It had thousands of witnesses, and guess what? We still have nothing being admitted. We were given some excuses for the event being from military operations which were disproved, but it has fallen into that dark hole of time where it is just being ignored. Sometimes there are events which are so powerful they made it into the top headlines of the day, but have fallen into the abyss. Take the UFO flap, as it was called when flying saucers went over the Capitol and White House in the early 1950s for 2 weeks. Wouldn't you think this should have come up at the congressional hearings about UAPs? It was the headline in all the big newspapers of the time, yet it is hardly mentioned today. I probably mention it more than anyone else. Forgive me if you are tired of hearing about it, it is just that I don't want it to be completely forgotten. That was not the only incredible early case. The Battle of Los Angeles was another one. A UAP entered the sky over the city in 1942 during World War II. At first, the object was thought to be a Japanese weapon and the city went crazy and thousands of rounds were fired at the object without any effect. As a matter of fact, this did more damage to the city than doing nothing. The object was highlighted in powerful spotlights and finally flew away. As optical techniques got better over the years, as did enhancing photos, we were able to get a better look at the shape of the object being fired upon, and it was a perfect flying saucer shape that we have become to recognize. This is another event people hardly hear about, and again I have to say I don't think it was mentioned at the congressional hearings on UAPs. I have to mention another thing about the hearings, and that is the way the whistleblowers were trashed. It seems there are always people around who seem to have an agenda which is to destroy any whistleblowers, even those testifying about UAPs. The question is, do they work for someone or some agency which has an agenda which is to protect UAP secrets? I am not convinced we are going to get the disclosure we deserve when it comes to UAPs. I am not even convinced that all of the cases which will be shown will be extraterrestrial UAPs, even if that is claimed. I think everyone who is truly interested in UAPs knows by now there are human-made imitations of the craft. Whether they have the same abilities or not is not the question. The question is, do they look enough like extraterrestrial UAPs to fool us? And I think the answer is yes. From everything I have read on the subject and researched, it seems it will take a finely tuned eye to discern the differences, and this will only be able to be done if the object is clothes. From what I have read, the major difference is the copies of UAPs are made using panels which have seams, while the extraterrestrial UAPs are completely smooth. If we look at the videos posted on the government's Aero website, the UAPs are too far away to tell, and this may be the case with other video posted to that site in the future. We will just have to wait and see. I know there could be frightening stories about UAPs. After all, judging by the different shapes, they probably come from different planets, and some may have different agendas which might not be peaceful, and others may have been shot at by us and even shot down and could be getting even. We are still entitled to know what is going on. If we get bad news, maybe we could find a way to reverse it and even get the aliens to help us do that if we stop fighting all the time. Did you ever hear the saying, "The truth will set you free"? I believe it, and the truth has been hidden from us about UAPs for far too long.